billions and billions of dollars apparently needed to help developing countries fight climate change. But a big question, of course, is where are you going to get that money? Because governments, they're tapped out. I asked the head of the IMF just this morning about her mind in terms of getting that money. And she said, listen, it's got to be from the private sector. We've got to tap into all of that investment opportunity. The problem, of course, is that you don't have the big CEOs here this year that you've had at past COPs. So you're talking to an audience that didn't even show up for the event. How in your mind is that going to evolve? How are they going to finally get that type of funding? Because as we say, governments right now are facing serious economic strife at home.
Well, there's a recognition, of course, that this process can not only depend on governments, but on all stakeholders, whether it's governments, private sector, civil society. There is a growing sense of the viability of investment and the return on investment when it comes to renewable energy. The crisis related to the energy crisis is also an opportunity, I think, that many are recognizing can be very beneficial. And we are trying to highlight that through the initiatives we are rolling out nationally, regionally, and internationally during the COP, and also the projects that we are providing. And what Egypt has done specifically in the area of renewable energy, the giant solar farm in Binban, the expansion of our generation through wind, and hopefully the connectivity that can be provided, and the production of green hydrogen, which is viewed as the energy of the future. These are all areas where we know that we need trillions of dollars to meet the challenge of climate change. The trillions are available, but we need to generate the interest, generate the
But how do you do that if they're not here?